An American citizen and pastor has been imprisoned in Iran, and he needs your support. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint.
Most Americans have probably heard about Iran's recent claim to have launched a monkey into space, but very few have ever heard of Saeed Abedini, and that's just how the Iranian government wants it. Abedini, an American citizen, was recently sentenced to 8 years in prison for threatening Iran's national security. How did he threaten Iran's national security? Well, according to the Iranian government, by, quote, creating a network of Christian house churches and therefore attempting to sway Iranian youth away from Islam. Abedini's problems with the regime date back to his conversion to Christianity 13 years ago. In Iran, such conversion is regarded as waging war on Islam. After his conversion, Abedini became active in the house church movement. So active that he moved to the United States in 2005, becoming a citizen in 2010 to avoid persecution. While he may have emigrated, Abedini maintained ties with his homeland. The most important of these ties is an orphanage he's helping to build in the city of Rashid. It was during an attempted visit in last September that Abedini was arrested by Iranian authorities. What followed was, in the words of Jordan Sekulow of the American Center for Law and Justice, a real travesty and mockery of justice. The Iranian government seems intent on making an example of Abedini, even though he denies evangelizing in Iran. The case raises obvious parallels to that of Youssef Nadarkhani, another Iranian pastor who served 3 years in prison, was released in September, and was then rearrested in December and re-released in January. Nadarkhani was released both times in response to international pressure. This same kind of pressure must be brought to bear on behalf of Saeed Abedini. Thankfully, the State Department has already weighed in on Abedini's behalf. Secretary of State John Kerry said that the U.S. government condemns Iran's continued violation of the universal right of freedom of religion and calls on the Iranian authorities to respect Mr. Abedini's human rights and release him. That's a good start, but more is needed. For starters, you can sign a petition initiated by ACLJ demanding the pastor's release. Please come to breakpoint.org, click on this commentary, and we'll link you to ACLJ. You can also write the White House and State Department thanking them for their statement, and then urge them to please make Abedini's release a top priority. As strange as it may sound, you should also write the Iranian government and urge them to release Abedini. Believe it or not, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has a Facebook page that only people outside Iran can access. The regime has some regard for its image outside of the country. And to get a better understanding of what Saeed faces every day in that Iranian prison and what his wife and kids face every day thousands of miles away, not knowing the fate of their beloved, please listen to Breakpoint This Week. My colleague John Stonestreet sat down with Saeed's wife, Nagmeh, and with Tiffany Behrens from the ACLJ for a moving 30-minute interview. Listen to this as a family. Talk about the cost of following Christ and ask what the Lord would have you do. As Nagmeh told John, the prayer for her and her husband is that they would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Folks, please go to breakpoint.org, click on the This Week tab, and listen to this special edition of Breakpoint This Week. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Metaxas.
Again, please visit breakpoint.org and click on the This Week tab. And you can link up to our social media sites like Facebook and Twitter.